View.CRTV.
All is now set for the exploitation of the huge deposits of bauxite found in Matap in the Adamawa region, following a convention signed recently in Yaoundé. In today's Viewpoint, Kelvin Bunda underlines the need for the government and the mining company to see to it that the giant project with enormous benefits is carried out as planned.
The signing of the convention between the Cameroon government and the Cameroonian Mining and Alumina Corporation, Kamalco, in Yaoundé, in view of the exploitation of the huge bauxite deposits of Minimatab in the Adamawa region, has brought great joy to the population. The convention marks a step forward after the exploration phase that lasted 6 years. Furthermore, it demonstrates the strong commitment of the government to push the country one step forward into industrialization. As a matter of fact, results obtained during the exploration phase by engineers and geologists of Kamalco in some 34 different sites point to the fact that there is more than 1 billion tons of bauxite in the locality that can be exploited for a period of 20 years. The project, according to the acting Minister of Mines, happens to be unique in Africa, given that the entire transformation of the bauxite to alumina and eventually to aluminium will take place at the mining site in Matap to be constructed by the company. It therefore goes without saying that the spin-offs of such a giant project are enormous. At the initial state of production, Cameroon will benefit from a 10% state carry-free interest that can likely move up to 20%. Cameroon will also be entitled to a 5% share of the total production, while royalties amounting to 3% will be given to the local population. The convention also underscores the need for technological transfer, and so far 80% of the workforce in the different bauxite exploration sites in the Boboji village of Matap are Cameroonians. In all, the project will create a total of 1,500 direct and indirect jobs. In addition, Kamalco is expected to contribute towards developing rail and port infrastructure in the country. Following the signing of the convention, it is hoped that each of the parties will do the needful for the project to be carried out as planned. Good enough, the will is there, and as the saying goes, there must be a way. While the project is again going to portray Cameroon as an attractive mining destination, Minimatap will gain more prominence.
Kelvin Bunda, station manager of the Adamawa Regional Station of the CRTV, editorialist.